Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The thrill of victory. On his robe and on his thigh, he has this name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Revelation 19:16. Oh, the times, they are changing. The successes of atheistic humanism read like a devil's litany. God has been expelled from the public schools. Abortion is still a legal choice. Pornography is viewed as harmless, homosexuality as healthy. Christianity is grossly misrepresented and ridiculed in the media. In times like these, the temptation is to withdraw in silence, became a secret agent for Jesus. But do you know how God reacts to those who conspire against him? He laughs, Psalm 2:4. We can laugh too, even when God's enemies laugh at us, for we know the one who is going to laugh last. B.B. Warfield encourages us to take comfort in this. Christ is going to win. Walk with B.B. Warfield, a beloved professor of systematic theology at Princeton Theological Seminary in the late 1800s to early 1900s. The section opens with a vision of the victory of the Word of God, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords over all his enemies. We see him come forth from heaven girded for war, followed by the armies of heaven. The birds of the air are summoned to the feast of corpses that shall be prepared for them. The armies of the enemy, the beasts and the kings of the earth, are gathered against him and are totally destroyed. It is a vivid picture of a complete victory, an entire conquest that we have here. And all the imagery of war and battle is employed to give it life. This is the symbol. The thing symbolized, obviously, is the complete victory of the Son of God over all the hosts of wickedness. Christ is to conquer the earth. He is to overcome all his enemies. Today's New Testament reading is Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 through 21.
I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and wages war. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses and dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Coming out of his mouth is a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh he has this name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, who cried in a loud voice to all the birds flying in mid-air, Come, gather together for the great supper of God, so that you may eat the flesh of kings, generals, and the mighty, of horses and their riders, and the flesh of all people, free and slave, great and small. Then I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to wage war against the rider on the horse and his army. But the beast was captured, and with it the false prophet who had performed the signs on its behalf. With these signs he had deluded those who had received the mark of the beast and worshipped its image. The two of them were thrown alive into the fiery lake of burning sulfur. The rest were killed with the sword coming out of the mouth of the rider on the horse, and all the birds gorged themselves on their flesh.
These times are not unique. God's people have often been surrounded by wickedness. The psalmist asked, Why, O Lord, do you stand far off? Psalm 10, verse 1. He took courage in God's coming victory. The Lord is king forever and ever. The nations will perish from his land. Psalm 10:16. Likewise, the Apostle Paul wrote, God is just. He will pay back trouble to those who trouble you, when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven in blazing fire. 2 Thessalonians 1:6-7. Do you have this same confidence? Make a habit of meditating on Christ's victory, and you will be thrilled.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.